Atlanta Tennis Podcast. Every episode is titled, It Starts With Tennis, and goes from there. We talk with coaches, club managers, industry business professionals, technology experts, and anyone else we find interesting. We want to have a conversation as long as it starts with tennis.
Hey, hey, this is Sean with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast, powered by Go Tennis. While you're here, please hit that follow button. And after you listen, please share with your friends and teammates. Also, let us know if you have questions or topics you would like us to discuss, and we will add them to our schedule. With that said, let's get started with 10 Minutes of Tennis.
As always, Justin Yeo, world-renowned tennis coach, Australian in Puerto Rico, and I am Sean Boyce. And today, we are asking the question, well, I am asking the question, is Nick Kyrgios good for the sport? And knowing you are Australian, and clearly all Australians know each other, since you all know each other, you get that every once in a while, Justin, you get that, oh, you're from Australia. Oh, yeah, do you know Jim? Yeah, you know Jim, right, from Australia.
Yeah, we all apparently know each other.
You all know each other, exactly.
25 million in the size of the United States, and we're supposed to know each other.
You all know each other, since clearly. But in this case, I think you do know personally Nick?
I do. I've had to work with him when he was a junior in the junior development of Tennis Australia. And seeing his growth was incredible. Nick's Liz head up right now, but went from the like chubby boy to the tall, skinny kid that he is now. I can refrain from calling him a kid, but we all see him as a kid, and we all have to understand these guys, even in their 20s, are still kids these days. Everyone matures later. If they don't, they're robotic, they're not being themselves, they're trying to be someone else. And that's what I think that I need to open up about Nick Kyrgios, is he's just being himself, you know. And what I have to say, without putting my foot in my mouth, is that he's expressing and being himself that majority of all tennis players are on the inside, by trying to manage it and not see it on the outside.
I think that's a great way to put it.
And that's the easiest way to put it, right? Now, are you best to try to change that, or are you best to try to help manage it? And that has been my thing for Tennis Australia for, at least 6 years, 7 years, when he was in Wimbledon and knocked off, four of the top 10 players in his first ever Wimbledon. I mean, come on, guys. Like, the guy was talented. There's no question. Everybody was like, oh, well, now we got to really up the ramp. They ramped it up, and he ended up with, foot damage. Stress fractures in the feet, but all sorts of issues with his body because they just ramped it up, and he just wasn't in a position health-wise. I mean, the guy went from this to this, and from this to this, and so again, these governing bodies, they just see something and go, oh, we gotta look like it. And it's like, why don't we focus on what's best for the player? And then we'd actually probably have a lot of long-term players. But no, it's, we need one, cut and burn, next one. And so that's a whole nother subject. We can talk about that another day. But Nick Kyrgios, as far as I'm concerned, is good for sport. And when you say the question sport, he's good for sports. And when I say that is because kids need to learn how to express these days. We've got a lot of very introverted, very internal, especially because of the pandemic as well. A lot of them, too, have no idea how to use their competitiveness, how to be connected to their competitiveness, how to be amongst an environment to learn how to behave, how to get the mannerisms. You only learn this stuff by, making a bad step, falling on your face, and then getting back up again, Yeah, he's a little bit of a bad mouth. Yeah, he's a little bit wild. He's a little bit crazy. He's a little bit out there. But, you've got to look at the history of the sport. The Bjorn Borg, there was John McEnroe, right? There was Jimmy Connors. I'm going by Americans right now. Andy Ruddy. They were all like very passionate, very out there, very in your face. But that's part of competitiveness that we need in this sport right now. We need it in this sport. We need it in all sports for kids because of where they are pandemic-wise. I think the mental health part too, Nick talks about, you know, being yourself, learning how to express. He's just learned how to express and get better. And I don't know, I follow him on Instagram. I think sometimes, yeah, someone needs to put his foot in his mouth or his mom needs to give him a little backhand from Canberra and give him a whack, which I'm sure she does. As an Aussie, I'm absolutely certain that he gets the backhanders and says, what the hell, why'd you speak like that? Why'd you do that? Why'd you brag about getting $500,000 in bond? Like, that's nothing to brag about, son. You know, that's actually an idiot larrikin, and you're better than that, right? So, yes, we can talk about all that stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, he is a true, not just a true Aussie, but a true Samaritan as far as learning how to express, learning how to focus on being yourself, being unique. And I wish he had a little better direction when he was younger to allow him to manage what he was. And he would be even more of a talent right now for us in tennis and in Australia and in sport.
Maybe. And if I can jump in here, I don't know if that would have stifled his interesting nature and stifled what he became to where I would picture more of a Saffin type. You take a guy who's just a little on the edge every once in a while, and that's that explosiveness that we want that can be great and can produce championship material, but then take a great coach and somebody to hone that and send that forward. Yep. And that's where, and I don't want to get into the, should he have a coach? Should he not? That's not my role at all. That's not, is he good for the sport? That's not the question. The question is, does he agree with a Francis Tiafoe who might say, hey, let's have people milling around. And you know what, if I don't like what that guy's saying in the crowd, I should be able to hit a ball at him. That'll be fun. And just to change the sport and modernize, maybe not in a good way. Dave Matthews recently has said, no, he'd go the other way. He wants to clean it up, make it a little more old school. But Nick leans into his personality and how he is on the court. And he doesn't have that stifled, I'm trying not to smash my racket. He just smashes the racket and he's fine. I don't know that he needs to brag about it because right. Tennis still is it? I'll ask this question, Justin. Is it ironic? Ironic's the wrong word. Is it interesting that his best result is at the most fancy, hoity-toity, keep your act together, keep it in line event that we have in tennis?
Yeah, I mean, if we really watch when he's performing and he's feeling good, one, he's like, he's almost unstoppable. Two, he's unbelievable to watch. And three, it's a show. It's awesome. It's like, we're just like, wow, you know. And if you talk across the tour, all the players, they all talk about how talented that guy is. And they do not want to face him in the draw if he comes on, if he turns on, right? And they're basically trying to find a way on the court to throw him off, because if not, that racket is just making them, you're causing a hurting. So, and you never know when that thing's going to go hot, but when it goes cold, it goes cold.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I don't know. Patrick Mouratoglou says his personality is what we need, and I agree with him. You know, like when we watch, when the people watch and they look for, look at people watching less tennis on TV because they haven't got 4 hours, and they're more tuning into highlights than any time before, right? And a highlight doesn't want to see table tennis doing this. A highlight wants to be boom, and then they go, oh my, wow. You know, I mean, one of the biggest shots that's on all the time right now is Monfils cross past the net, slice, trying to understand how he hit that forehand and just the mental saying, well, I'm just going to do that right here because the ball had to be there right at the right time. And you got a millisecond to say, well, that's the choice I'm going to do and hit the shot of a lifetime that is just, I mean, it's like a hole in one in golf, basically, what Monfils just did, you know. And so Nick Kyrgios, to me, hits a lot of hole in ones. He hit some pretty unexpected shots. Bernard Tomic, he was very similar. He played the unexpected shots, which people struggled to play against him, but unfortunately they got used to him. But Kyrgios, if that guy gets hot.
There's no getting used to that guy.
No, he's just going to be in your face.
And then the question is it good television as well? You said there's less television watching, more highlight watching. He's just what we would call a human highlight reel.
Yeah, and I mean, people tune into his interviews, I got to agree with him. You know, some of the media questions, come on, man. Like, give me something to talk about. Like, you know, some of it's so boring. He's like, next question. Come on, seriously? Then let's focus on the tennis, too, because they're usually trying to bump him, trying to bait him. And half the time he's only bragging. He's not bragging. He's just pushing back on what they've given him, you know. And fair enough. Trump did the same thing. I mean, look how many big names are out there that say their piece and say what they need to say back that most people don't say but they want to say. So,
yeah, and that can be magnetic, meaning it can draw people in or push people away.
Yeah.
I will admit many tennis coaches are like that. I'm definitely like that, where I'm going to say what I think. Yeah. And if you don't like it, I'm good with that. Not everybody's going to like me.
Right. So, I mean, yes, there could be filters, but there's filters in everything we do. And if I weigh up my pros and cons and I weigh up how much filter, how much non-filter, I take this side all day long with Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, I agree. So, yes or no, is Nick Kyrgios good for the sport of tennis?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's not a yes or a no.
Absolutely yes.
This is my journalistic side. I only want a yes or a no. Yes or a no?
Yes, yes, yes. There's your field goal. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Well done. Justin Yeo, 10 minutes of tennis.
Well, there you have it. We want to thank Rejuvenate.com for use of the studio. And be sure to hit that follow button. For more tennis-related content, you can go to AtlantaTennisPodcast.com. And while you're there, check out our calendar of tennis events, the best deals on Technifiber products, tennis apparel, and more. If you're a coach, director of any racket sports, or just someone who wants to utilize our online shop, contact us about setting up your own shop collection to offer your branded merchandise to the Atlanta tennis world. And with that, we're out. See you next time.